Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coffee Talk with Shell, where there's always variety in life.
Hey everyone, just doing a quick little mini segment here for about 15 minutes just to let everyone know I will not be hosting the regular two-hour format tonight, but I will return next Sunday, February 11th at 8 p.m. Central Time, you know, Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Central Time, two-hour format, back to normal starting next Sunday. But because it's Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to a friend's house, old college friends. We have an annual tradition where we do like Super Bowl party get together with old college friends and their kids and all that good stuff. So I wanted to at least do this mini segment because I know the Screaming Eagles soldiers, I love y'all. And I know y'all tune in each Monday morning there in Iraq and Afghanistan and Sunday night here in the U.S. So I just want to let y'all know what's going on. And want to also tell y'all, because of y'all, I'm rooting for the Patriots. I was neutral to both teams until I learned that y'all are rooting for the Patriots. And so I really hope they win for y'all. I definitely want to at least take the time out to play my song and dedication I play every week for y'all. So on that note, here is Time to Go Home by Michael Franti at Spearhead.
Those who start wars never fight them. And those who fight wars, they never like them. And those who write laws, they can recite them.
How many people
Once again, that was Time to Go Home by Michael Franti and Spearhead, and a special dedication to all military and veterans and their loved ones, and can never say thank you enough to each and every one of you for all you all do. And of course, more specifically, special shout out dedication to the Screaming Eagles soldiers. So Super Bowl is tonight, 12:09 p.m. Central Time here as I speak. And I think Super Bowl starts like 5:15, 5:30. Oh, I'm not sure exactly. but yeah, it starts in a few hours. And not only do we have Super Bowl this weekend, but I'm an animal lover, especially dogs. And we have a few other bowls. We have Dog Bowl I watched last night, which was awesome. They started a new tradition where hopefully they'll keep the tradition going. You know, they have Puppy Bowl every year, right? Like Animal Planet, I think it is, on the channel. And so last night, my dog Prescott and I watched Dog Bowl. It featured older dogs, including a service dog and all types of breeds and such and pets. And oh, it was so cool. We had a blast. And there was one dog that looks very similar to my dog. My dog's a mix of a Carn Terrier and Lhasa Apso. He's 10 years old. Oh, it was so fun. And then today we're going to watch Puppy Bowl. See all the cute little puppies? And Hallmark Channel started Kitten Bowl this year. So I look forward to watching that also. I like cats, but I'm allergic to them. So I can only adore them mostly from afar. If I'm near one, I can be near one, but I have to take lots of Benadryl. So yeah, so if you get a chance, check out Puppy Bowl, Kitten Bowl, Dog Bowl. I think they're going to replay that. I know I record all these bowl shows. Even Super Bowl I record because I don't know how the halftime show is going to go down, or there's going to be some big plays in the game I might want to replay later. So the only thing I regret, Screaming Eagles, is I hope y'all can find out the score tonight. I really hope and pray the Patriots win, and I hope y'all are able to get an update not long thereafter or even during the game. That's the only regret I have. I thought about doing the show, but for some reason Blog Talk Radio only lets me do one segment per day. And so I had to choose whether to do one now or later tonight, and I don't want to leave y'all hanging wondering where I was. So, because I think y'all go back in the archives and will hopefully see this and know why I'm not on air live later when you try to tune in normal time. But yeah, so Super Bowl, Patriots versus the Eagles. SNL did an awesome skit last night. I laughed so hard. It was very clever, and it was something I didn't even think about till I saw the skit. I was like, Philadelphia versus Boston, both very historical cities, lots of background to each. So I thought, how interesting. The Go Patriots. And by the way, just so y'all know, Screaming Eagles, pray for me. I know y'all got my six, but basically everyone around me is either neutral, doesn't care about what team wins, or they do care. And the ones that do care are all rooting for the Eagles. It's like I'm a loner out here. I'm not really alone because I know y'all are rooting for the Patriots. That's why I'm rooting for them. But just saying, I know y'all got my six. But yeah, I haven't been able to find a Patriots cheering on buddy around here. Maybe one of my friends at the Super Bowl get together tonight will also root for the Patriots. If not, I'm going to use some persuasion. It's all good. I've been a loner before. I cheered for the Seahawks in the past when they won, and no one else at our Super Bowl party was cheering for them. Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of Seahawks, Ross, that reminds me of Ross Matthews, who's going to be on Celebrity Big Brother, which starts Wednesday, February 7th. And I know I always say I'm not going to watch Big Brother, but then I find out Ross Matthews is going to be on it. And he's the whole reason why I even started this talk show back since 2009. So I gotta watch it. Luckily, it seems like a more controlled and shorter version of Big Brother because it is Celebrity Big Brother. And I think it's going to be on for like 18 days. And I wonder if it's pre-recorded. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. But anyway, let me see if I can read a tweet or two just to see what people are saying about Super Bowl. You know, there's always controversy. And since the soldiers, y'all may be listening, I wanted y'all to hear this, hear your thoughts later on this. So Dan Bongino, I don't know, Bongino, I'm not sure I'm saying his name correctly. He's verified on Twitter. He wrote just 17 minutes ago, today he wrote, "Sad to say, but this is the second Super Bowl in a row that I'm going to miss, but I love my country more than the game. I hope the NFL gets their act together someday." kind of like the Grammys. I know a lot of people were, well, it's kind of sort of like the Grammys. And a lot of people not long ago boycotted the Grammys because they felt, you know, they were getting too political, blah, blah, blah. I personally have no problem, like, freedom of speech, you know, have at it. Super Bowl, I have mixed emotions, I'll be honest. But, yeah, a lot of people have been boycotting NFL games. The sales have gone down. Some, like him, are talking about boycotting the Super Bowl game altogether now because of the controversy with the NFL players not standing or putting their hand over their heart and such during the national anthem. I have mixed emotions because I will always do that. I think out of respect to my soldier friends and all military and veterans that have risked their lives and fought for our freedom, our country. I feel obligated to do that. Same time, I understand, you know, that the soldiers fight for our freedom to have that choice, you know, to choose whether or not to do things like that and freedom of expression and so on. So it's kind of mixed emotions there, but I am definitely not missing Super Bowl. I definitely want to. It's an awesome annual tradition, and of course, I got to watch it and cheer on the Patriots, right, Screaming Eagles? All right. Oh, let me see if I can. Oh, and then this one's kind of interesting, too, since Justin Timberlake is performing. Emmy, I know you don't like him. He's not my favorite, but I do like that new song with Chris Stapleton and Justin Timberlake called Say Something. It's really good, I got to admit. But I do prefer Justin Timberlake's older music more than his recent music, except for that one song, Do It. But Jamil Smith, he tweeted, Prince considered posthumous performances through virtual reality tech to be demonic. Timberlake won't be, quote-unquote, honoring him. It's a violation, as others have noted, an ep metaphor for how Black art is regurgitated for predominantly white interest. I didn't even realize that the end of the tweet was going to go that controversial until I was reading it. Wow. Oh, and then there's a picture, of course, saying, but no Janet Jackson or NSYNC. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we'll see. He said he's kind of hinted he may have a few surprise guests, but I have no idea who they'll be. Wow. Janet Jackson Appreciation Day is trending on Twitter, I guess, because of the whole Super Bowl history with her and Justin Timberlake. Wow. All right, so yeah, that's my update for y'all. I love y'all so much, Screaming Eagles. Take care of yourselves. I'm working overtime this week. If I can somehow squeeze in, even if it's 15 minutes, an impromptu segment during the week to say hello to y'all, I will try. If not, I will definitely talk to y'all Sunday, February 11th, 8 o'clock Central Time here and Monday morning there. All right, love and hugs to each and every one of you and your canine partners, too, from Prescott as well. He says rough and hi. He roughs you. Bye. Love y'all. This is Shell signing off. Love and peace. Wishing each of you a wonderful and safe week. Bye.